The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Gonna try to fight the hands. There's the tap. Marvin Vettori's been waiting for it.
I just trained so hard, and this is my reward. You know, that's what I want. This is my life.
Marvin, the Italian dream.
Vettori!
Let's fucking go!
Every time I put my feet here, I come to make a great show to get my bonus, to get my money.
Paulo the Eraser Costa!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're out of here.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Matt and I have a great show today. I always say that hoping that we don't have a shitty show. But we have Paulo Costa and Marvin Vettori both on the show. The main event coming up for this Saturday. And there he is.
Yes.
What's up, Marvin?
What's up, guys? Good.
How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Dude, you're fucking bad. Listen. I'm always psyched when you're fighting, yeah. Buddy. Always. I think you're a psychopath. I like that, though, in a good way. You fight in a cage. It's a compliment.
No. I take it as a compliment. For sure, Matt. Of course. I take it as a compliment. We all are.
Now, Paulo Costa, this is fucking great. This is phenomenal. This is a great fucking fight where, even personality-wise, do you guys get – this might be a weird question. Do you guys get along?
I never talked to him. But I'll let my hands speak this time, man. I'll tell you that.
What did you think of his fight with Adesanya? I think he said he had an injury or something, but he was pretty dominated by Israel in that fight, like more so than you would have expected because he's a very good fighter. What did you think of that fight and how it ended and all the controversy after it ended?
It's just, it's hard to take, like, I think he just got outclassed over there. And I mean, all the bullshit before, but even there, like, it was all a mistake after another on his part. So I mean, there's not that much to even take from that fight in a sense.
He never fought like that prior. You know what I mean? You see his fight with Yoel Romero, and then you're like, all right.
But you'll see the same thing with me. He's not going to fight like he fought other fighters before with me either. Like, it always happened with me. Like people don't fight with me the way they fight with other people. So I think that this is going to be the case for him in this fight too. Like, he's not going to be able to do what it does with others, you know?
And we got a fight ahead of us. I don't want to dwell on shit in the past, but it isn't, I want to address it a little bit. Did you go back and rewatch? Cause you're going to meet again, I'm sure. Because you know, you are the Italian Terminator. You're going to meet again with the champ, Israel Adesanya. Did you go back and revisit and watch your fight? And in doing so, what do you even take from it now that you had time?
Mainly, I take that I will beat him and that I will be the champion. That overall is what I take, because I can go into details, but I have an important fight now ahead of me, and I don't want to think on that. But if I have to tell you one thing that I take from that fight, is that, like, he didn't bring anything that I couldn't handle, and that overall really surprised me. But that's it. That's really it. So I will be the champion, and And he's not even a burden on me anymore. I just know it. I just know it to a deeper level now. And that's it.
It is interesting that both of you are kind of coming off the same kind of loss. So you're both, like, both of you guys are very dangerous because you're both at the top of the pile there.
It's not even close. Like,
no, you definitely lost differently.
I was going to say, Jimmy, that's way off.
No, but I'm saying they're both coming off a loss to the champ, looking to get back into that eventually at the top. So you would both be deemed as very dangerous.
That shows, like, I'm 4 months out and 4 months because before that title fight, I fought 2 months prior to that title fight. So basically, in 7 months, I've been fighting three times now. But, you know, that to say, like, I'm back 4 months after, you know, facing, you know, an opponent that is dangerous and being fully ready for it. And this guy, you know, like, came back after how long? More than a year, you know. But it is what it is. It's funny, like, I don't know, maybe I even, like, changed a little bit from the last fight in a sense. Like, I'm totally confident and, like, more relaxed in a sense, too, than the last fight. So I know we'll smash this guy, and that's it. There's not much else that I kind of want to say, in a sense.
What are you expecting out of him? Like, because, again, he's had a while to think about it. He's seen your fight, but he hasn't fought in a while. What are you expecting, at least his goal to be? Obviously, to beat you, but what do you think he's going to bring to you?
Yeah, he'll come out, like, super aggressive. He'll try, at least. He'll try to, like, you know, come out hard and get that space in the octagon and start to pressure forward. That's it. Because that's his only way that he knows of fighting, in a sense, too. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the way he'll come out. But with that being said, I don't think he'll be able to do that much of anything that he wants to do.
Well, he's got a lot of ants. He's got to answer a lot of critics, in the sense where, we talked about both your last fights. You pulled the trigger, though. You pulled the trigger, whether it was your night or not. You came to fight until the bell ended. His last fight, he can't say the same. He did not pull the trigger. He kind of froze Apollo. So we're going to have him on soon. I want to ask him about that shit, too. But, like, he has to fucking answer the call, man. Or people are going to be like, hey, dude, what the fuck happened to you? You know what I mean? Everybody knows you're coming forward, Marvin.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I think this fight is going to be a treat for all the fans, you know. Like, I'm not going to step backwards, man. Like, I mean, of course, we all step back and we all step forward, but, like, I'm going to meet him. I'm not going to shy away from any confrontation, from any exchange. I'm just smarter in the way that I fight, and I'm just better. And so you're going to see me, I think, picking him apart. But with that being said, I'm not going to shy away from the battle at all. That's what I like about this fight.
Yeah, and you've indicated too, like, that you're going to talk to Paul Felder this week. When you rewatch a fight, is it different, a commentator from another fighter, than a commentator who's a pure commentator? Like, do you look at that differently and go, like, yeah, hey, man, I wish this guy didn't say that? Or how do you view that?
That was a little bit of why I got mad. But again, you know, fuck the past. Like, I'm like, I haven't even seen him yet. I'll talk to him when I see him, but that's about it. I mean, it's not like they made a big deal about it. It's just sometimes I don't realize that, like, you know, shit that I say then go get reposted and, like,
but yeah, it is weird, right? Like, you say something just kind of off the cuff in a moment, like, yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, eight months later.
I meant it completely, and I'm not gonna take it back. It's just, I normally get into like arguments in the fighting world if I know that I can eventually fight that guy. With Paul Felder, I can't, so I'm not going to really push it that much forward, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just the opposite. Like, I only want to argue with people I won't have to fight. That's how you know that you're meant to fight, when you only want to argue with people who you can actually physically fight after it's over.
Like, what was the point, you know? I mean, in this environment, I cannot fight you here, you know?
Marvin, let me ask you, buddy. You fought for the title, and I want to ask you if you learned anything about people with that shit. Because sometimes people are riding with you and they're close with you. You're like, you're about to be champ. Shit don't go your way. Did anybody disappoint you after that? Did people come at you?
For sure.
Right?
For sure. There's been a lot of, like, Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you got to know where everybody comes from. And I mean, with their opinion, I mean. And, you know, you they do them and you do yourself. And then eventually, you know, whatever they want to say, they'll say. And, you know, there's not much you can take about it. You got to take the high road with it. You know, it's just like, no.
And yeah, you become so much higher profile in like the last year and a half. Like you were always well known, but I mean now it's, you know, you're going to be constantly in talks for title contention. How are you liking that? Has it changed things for you at all? The amount of press you have to do, or just the fan reaction to you, has it gotten better for you or worse?
No, it's, man, like fans on the street and stuff like this. It's I love it. Like they're always like I always have good encounters with them. On social media, you know, it is what it is. You know, a lot of people that are just there to like to throw hate regardless, you know, like they'll you'll see them on different pages on like talking shit on both on all of those pages. You know, it's not just about one guy. They're just there to talk shit. But you know, yeah, it's a whole war that like if you let it mess with you, it will mess with you, you know. But at the same time, you need to actually know, like, how much power I want to give to those people that, in a sense, I don't even know at the end of the day. They're trying to tell me who I am. Shut the fuck up. I know who I am. Like, you know, like, you got to, you know, at the end of the day, it's part of the game, but it's not the game. And you cannot let them tell you who you are and all this shit, you know. So you got to take the high road and, like, go with the flow, you know, and that's it, I think.
Have any of them said that to you in person?
Like, nah.
Like the things they say on social media, have any fans approached you in person?
I wish. But
yeah, that shit don't happen often.
No, I guess that's why you have to take it kind of and go, it's just what it is. It's the online, it is what it is online.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't let it get to you. So you've been doing well since we last saw you. You seem like you're in a good place mentally and really, really ready to go. You seem like you seem like less even angry than the last time we talked to you. You seem very calm and ready.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like I have less burden on my shoulder in a sense on a lot of levels. Like, I don't know that I have a deeper confidence in myself, which is even crazier because people are like, oh, but you were always confident. Now even more.
Now, and you feel like you're going to wind up going back to where you're going to get another title shot. You know that it's just a matter of maybe one fight, two fights, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Do I ask now? Let me ask both you guys.
Sure.
Should I ask Paul Acosta about that hair transplant thing? Or I shouldn't. You think I shouldn't do that? Is that did he put that out publicly?
Did he?
As a bald man, maybe I can ask.
Hey,
no.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you one thing. One time I had to stop in Turkey and at the airport, and everybody in the airport, man, they were wearing this thing with all the air implant with the name of their doctor on the thing, you know.
And oh no!
There's a place, Matt. There's a place you're gonna be if you're looking for it. But I think you look great like that, you know.
Oh, I like. I'm keeping this. I like this. But I'm gonna, Jimmy. We'll see. Me and Jimmy are gonna do the paper rock the scissor, and we're gonna fucking figure who's gonna ask the question about the hair.
It looks like he's putting it on social. I'm looking at a picture now of him, and it looks like he put it out there. Like there's pictures of it. I would assume.
So then it's fair game. Marvin, we'll let you know how that works out.
Yeah. Because you never want to ask if someone doesn't want to talk about it. It's embarrassing. Bro. So your hair transplant.
Trying to knock his fucking hair off. What if Marvin hit me so hair that fucking
I threw about that bottle of wine too, because that's still crazy to me. But actually, I think it happened for real.
Oh, yeah, that's bad, though. He did, right? Wasn't he saying that he was drinking a bottle of wine? Why is he drinking a bottle of wine the night before he's got a fight?
That's what he said. I'll make sure I bring him another one this time in case he has problems. Exactly.
Have you
from my town, from my hometown? Like I will bring him some wine. Make sure he's covered if you need some tonight.
Have you ever had that, Marvin, where you couldn't sleep before a fight? I imagine you guys have a million things going through your head. Have you ever had a night where you just couldn't get knocked out
before the fight? Never, because the night before the fight. You don't really sleep much because of the wake up. So then the night before the fight, I sleep like a baby all the time. I'll do like, I'll knock out for like 9-10 hours.
You wake up nice and refreshed.
Yes.
That's got to be a shit feeling when you toss and turn, knowing you have to fight the next night. Like your adrenaline, how long can someone's adrenaline carry them in a fight? Like a round or two, maybe. That's got to be a shit feeling.
Yeah, but again, like you've got to know how to guide those fucking thoughts to the right place to then eventually, like, even though maybe you can sleep because like ultimately you cannot control it to the fullest, the fact that you want to sleep or not, but at least you can control how to like get into the right mental state, I feel.
Hey Marvin, imagine Jimmy the night before he had to fight in the cage, little Jimmy Bird. Jimmy.
Dude, I'm like that the night before a flight.
You know, diamonds are made under pressure. You might not know. Maybe under like the maximum pressure, you might just take something, smash into your face. Who knows?
No, I would lay there wide awake.
In the cage in a fair fight with a real fighter, that's different. That's a fucked up situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not. I don't handle pressure. I handle pressure. Do you ever see a rabbit when it panics? That's how I handle pressure. It's not pretty. I wouldn't sleep.
What does a rabbit look like when it panics?
It's very obviously fucked up mentally. It doesn't look like it's calm. Yeah, I'm amazing. You can sleep the night before a fight, but him not being able to sleep. When you hear that, do you think like, hey, that's a good thing to know that he might have a hard time once in a while dozing off?
Yes, but it could all be, because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the fight. I mean, how he's going to perform in the fight. So some people like, It is a factor, but it's not, you cannot rely on that factor too much. You know, it's just, it's a thing. Yeah. But it's not like the whole picture. It's like, you know, I still expect the best version of himself coming out, you know, that's what I have to prepare for.
That's smart. Yeah. Cause again, he's coming off of, like Matt said, very different than your fight. He's coming off a fight that's probably very, very tough to get beyond mentally, you know? So yeah, he may want to prove something very, I guess you're expecting him to come out pretty hot early.
Yeah.
But he didn't fight, not because of an injury. He didn't fight for a while because of his hair transplant, correct?
Jimmy, a couple of
people are saying that.
No, but it's true. He pulled out of the Cannonier fight because of that. Like, I mean, he was supposed to fight him, and then he actually pulled out, like, kind of early. Like, wasn't, like, a week out, but was, like, maybe, like, 6 weeks out. But they were supposed to fight at one point, and then he said no because I had an hair plant.
Maybe he's looking to have a net. You know what I mean? There's something to be said for not having a net. Like Marvin's a good looking dude, but I don't think he's gonna fall back on being a model. Look, I mean, Marvin looks rugged, like a, you know. But the other guy might want to fall. Listen, this shit don't work out for him. Maybe he'll fall back and be a model or something.
Yeah, I mean,
he ain't gonna do that with a fucking head like this thing. He needs that fucking flowing fucking head.
Nah, but you know, like, it's one of those things, like, when you embrace something in life, you gotta embrace it to the fullest. Like, you cannot expect, like, oh, I'm gonna be a fighter, but I'm gonna be a model. Like, then just be a model.
You're right. But listen, these are the tough questions for him that I'm gonna ask. Listen, Marvin's made for one thing. A fucking cage. If it was back in the fucking day in his homeland, he'll be in that Coliseum with a fucking with the half armor and the fucking little sword. And give me a fucking tiger. Give me a tiger. That's what Marvin would be. He don't even want to fight a gladiator. Give me a fucking.
I miss those days. I mean, I kind of, from movies, you know, I would have wanted to be there sometimes.
You like Gladiator?
I love Gladiator for sure.
It came on. I don't know what it just came on. It's HBO Max or Netflix, but I've been watching it lately.
Yeah.
Even the beginning, when the barbarian comes and like the man should know when he's conquered. And then Russell Crowe goes to the other fucking general, that guy who turns on him. He goes, you know, would you, whatever the fuck your name is, would I, you know? I look at that. I cut glass with my nipples right now. I like that shit. That gets me fucking going, man.
Well, Marvin, you know we love you, man. Yes. This Saturday, the 23rd, fight night at the Apex, of course, you against Costa. And is there going to be a small crowd there, a few people let in?
I think so, yeah. They're going to be like, I just asked, actually, like probably 150 to 200 people.
Yeah, I mean, that's how good the UFC cards are, because this easily could be a pay-per-view main event. This is a really, really important fight, and it's a great fight with two guys at the very, very top of the division. So good luck, man. You know we'll talk to you after, and this is a fight that I think everybody wants to see.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right, being here. All right, Marvin. Take care, man.
Fuck yeah, Marvin. Oh, shit. You know what, Jimmy? Before yes. I forget, I had a bunch of our guys fight last week, and I felt awful that I didn't mention it.
Okay.
You know, can I mention it now?
100%.
I'm just asking to be nice. Of course I can
mention it. You do what you want.
But listen, Jimmy, the Cerro Longo team went 5-0. All
right? Wow.
Between, let me see. We went, this is from Stephen Lee. He's one of the fighters. I told him to write me. He goes, hey, Matt, in case you're doing the show today, yeah, I told him to remind me. And yes. I remember. We went 5-0 between our two amateur fighters, Stephen Dilemmi, that's Stephen Lee, and that's Anthony Dilemmi, with dominant wins. And then Diana and Jenny, that's Jenny Nadell. And Diana is this Greek girl. I'm going to get her name later.
Okay.
Something would have. Now I feel bad. But no, I know. But you'll see. You'll look her up. Diana and Jenny, both with KOs, Jimmy. Jenny Nadell. Longo calls it a BFF, any his BFF. Anybody else, I get jealous, but I love Jenny. So
that's sure.
Okay, we'll share Longo as both our best friend. But they both, I mean, it's amazing. Oh, by the way, in their kickboxing, I'm doing a horrible job of it.
No, you're not.
Even Dilemmi, they won dominant wins. Diana and Jenny both KOs to their kickboxing bouts, and a body shot KO by Justin the Kid in his MMA fight. And that was, that made me very happy. Why doesn't he write down everybody's fucking full names for me? So I can just fucking, Justin Montalvo. But anyway, I like Justin's such a good kid. Justin's got 3 fights and 3 fucking finishes. Fucking 2 of them by body fucking shots.
5-0. That's really great.
Well, yeah, it is. Jimmy.
It's a great night.
Oh, Jimmy, you know what I'm doing this weekend? Why do I answer stupid shit?
Because you know I don't know. Whatever you're doing, I'm sure you'll do well, but you know I have no idea.
You have no idea.
No, none. I haven't the foggiest.
I'm taking a road trip with two young fighters. You gotta see these road trips. They're funny. Cause it's basically other fighters, they might have like little road trips, but I don't know if they have that whole fucking Cerro Longo sing along. Cause we put some music on. And it's I need smoke. And we've got the music blasting. But anyway, this weekend, me, my buddy Pumi, Cage Fury champion, and I love Pumi, and Stephen Lee, another buddy of mine. I'm becoming close with Stephen Lee. I like him. We're going to take a ride down to AC because at the Tropicana, Jimmy, we got like 5 guys fighting. James Gonzalez. Fucking Dennis Bazooka, Dylan Montello, some other guys.
Yeah.
Hunk Wolf Christian, Damian Nelson. I don't know, a bunch of people over there. So listen, I got to support my guys.
Sure.
I thought I was out. Jimmy, they
pulled you back in.
I was going to finish them.
Oh, sorry. Let's redo it. Good.
No.
So Matt, you were out. What happened?
Jimmy, I thought I was out.
Did you stay out? No, you're supposed to, then you answer it.
Well, I want to go over the fights now. Let's talk about that.
Wait, hold on. All right, let's do it again. I won't say anything.
No, I'm done. I'm not going to be.
Yeah, I'll move the mic.
No, because you pick on me.
No. No. I mean, it was my mistake. I'll move the mic. No, you were out.
Corner.
You were out?
Oh, but with the cornering. I thought I was out. And then they. Let's get to business, Jimmy.
Okay.
Soon we're going to find out all about Paulo Costa's.
Yep.
In highs and lows. But right now, I talked about my guys that won over the weekend.
Yeah, you did.
They did phenomenal. And Nas. Nas is another guy who won. He won in another event. Rear naked choke, 3rd round. You know, listen. You know, I'm proud of the guys.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, get Dean Thomas on the show next week. I was talking to him earlier. And I go, Dean Thomas, why am I laughing with you so much when nobody could hear it?
That's right.
I mean, if a tree fell in the woods, yada, 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 that it really happened. Can we please have this same conversation on air? I don't even want to catch up anymore. And he goes, okay, Matt Serra.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you hate that when you're having a conversation and you're like, this would be really great on the air?
100%.
This would be great.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Yep.
A lot of good fights at the Dana White Contender Series the other night.
Yeah.
And we could go over those results, or we could go over the fight card this weekend. What do you want to do? Or we could talk about news. Jimmy, so many different things. You know what's so funny? I'm thinking about you before, and you're like, oh, I feel like a nerd with these things. I'm like, Jimmy, why do you feel like a kid again? Got a fucking Star Wars comic book in my
That's
head.
Nice.
I'm like, Jimmy, first of all, Jimmy, the Marvel does a good job with the Star Wars comic
book. Yeah, they do.
These are my
kids. Yeah, they do.
Come on, the comic books. It's good, Jimmy. It's a good read.
Yeah.
It was like, this one happened after the events of Star Wars, The First Hope. Okay, listen. That wasn't on air, was it?
No, I mean...
Yes, I wanted to be, Jimmy. Where do I start my very own podcast on nerdy shit? It's going to be called Geek Shit.
Yeah. How about...
Ready?
What could it be?
Sarah.
No, you can't say geek shit.
Am I a geek if I have a Marvel fucking wedding ring?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A little kid gets that out of a fucking fucking candy box, the fucking cracker box.
How about this? Your podcast could be called The Kimura Comic Book Guy. Is that a bad name?
Yes, it's a horrible name.
Okay.
It's borderline condescending.
No, I'm trying to think of ways to combine it all.
Making fun of me, Riz?
No. How about Matt Serra? Comics, anyone? Not a good name?
Actually, not. And what am I like this? Like, anyway, what is my face when you do it? Like, I'm like,
you're like this. How about Matt Serra, comics and Kimuras?
Oh, by the way, did I tell you I saw George St. Pierre? And it's like, it's weird. Like, listen, sometimes when we're on conversations, like, listen, I know what Jimmy, the problem with me, I can be awkward because I'm the same kind of everywhere. So we were like, why you make a face like you're
I'm listening. I know.
When did I see him? When I went to Corner Marab, we were backstage. And there's a lot of like, I don't know. I'm not saying like famous people, but there's like, there's everybody backstage or whatever.
A lot of celebs.
Yeah. So I saw George. So I was literally, the last time I saw him, we were talking about Star Wars. So I was going to bring it up to him. But I could tell he was kind of in like, the mode of like shaking, like moving around. I don't know.
Did you bring up
the band batch or something like that? And he's like, oh, I saw in his eyes. I could have sworn he looked a little nervous that I was going to bring up the geek shit. So I'm like, oh man, didn't you know everybody heard our podcast? It's not a dirty little secret, George.
Yeah.
Or Jimmy, is it more about a time and a place?
No, you should have said, look at how great this is. The force is with us.
So embarrassing.
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Oh, Jimmy, because I could tell he didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just in my head he didn't want to talk. So I'm like,
you should have asked him about a fight. So, George, what do you think? Is he going to Darth Maul him or what's going to happen?
George, hey, George, the fight's going to be great tonight. When do you think that Obi-Wan Kenobi series is coming out, George? Remember, George, why are you walking up? You talked about it on the show. Wait, come back. Faraz and George. I don't know. Listen, Jim.
Well, I know what you should have done. You should have looked at him and just did this. You should have looked at him and went like this. Bom, 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 ba, bom. Yeah, that's the worst when someone doesn't want you to bring something up and then that's all you want to talk about.
Hey, George, did you see the new animated series of the Storm? Remember we talked about it? No, Matt, I don't know what you're referring. George, the thing with those fucking stormtroopers. I don't know you. I love George. Listen to me. Maybe that was in my head. Maybe he really wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
In front of like fucking, I don't know, The Rock or whoever the fuck was back. I don't think The Rock was there. But there was other people back then. I don't listen. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I just got to be me.
Honestly, you do.
For better or worse, Jimmy. It's usually for better.
Always for better. Not even usually. It's always for better.
Let's go over some fights.
Okay, buddy.
Because right? I didn't know Bruce Leroy is back, man.
Yes. Yeah, I yeah.
Oh.
Jessica Rose Clark is fighting Jocelyn Edwards.
Oh, there was a good girl fight on the contenders last night, Jimmy. Pura Rodriguez defeated Valeska Machado. But, man, that was a good fight. That was a technical fight with those girls.
Yeah.
Man, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that fight. That was good. And Rodriguez is something to be said because Machado is doing well, too. I mean, just with the she had a movement, her strikes, but Rodriguez was on fire, man. And Armin, dude, I don't want to say. See, now I'm segueing right into those fights. We might as well just talk about it really quick because Armin Petrosyan, I pronounced that right? Petrosyan
or Petrosyan?
Armin Petrosyan. Wow. Did you see that kick he did, Jimmy? Did you see
I
that?
I did, yeah.
It was fucking excellent.
Yeah. There's something about a kick knockout. It really is like, I don't know why, but I guess because it just looks cool and it's a little rarer than the other stuff you see. But you can't not be excited by a head kick. You can't ever not be excited by that.
It's funny, dude. I was just playing my VR. It has nothing to do with this, but I got a snipe kill. And I got it right in the head. And I'm like, there's something about a snipe kill when I got my op. Just like a head kick. Like, you appreciate it. Is that not a good analogy?
I know what you mean. Yeah, there's something like, who? But again, I also, you know, I love kicks more than anything. And a good, solid middle of the guts body kick. Who was just throwing a bunch of heavy body kicks? It was a fight we watched and we talked about. Do you remember? It was a fight in the last month or two. Where there was some beauty. I want to say left leg body kicks, and I can't remember who threw them.
Was it the
Volkanovski fight?
Nah, I don't know, Jimmy. You know how many fights have been I've seen since then?
Randy Brown? Maybe it was Randy Brown.
Yo, I'm watching Into the Badlands.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Badlands? I'm liking it.
What is it?
You know what the only thing that confused me is in the future. I gotta watch the very, very like beginning again, like the monologue type thing. Is it called a monologue in a movie?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. What is it like in himself? But of like why the guns are like banned? Because they're like a bunch of guys, they call them clippers, they got like the enforcers, they got like there's like different like gangs and like a baron runs this section and that section. It's in the future and like I'm doing a horrible job of explaining it, but it's, I don't know. They all fight with swords and it's very, it's almost got like a supernatural feel to it. Cause there's one kid in it who, if he gets cut, he gets like his eyes turn black and he gets like these fucking superpowers. Like he's like fucking just killing everybody. So I don't know. It's got this weird like mystic thing to it. But my one thing I don't get is, what do you mean guns are outlawed? What the fuck? Everybody's an outlaw. What kid is make a fucking gun and just, why is everybody running around with swords? So I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
By that.
Yep.
I just love the patience with me. Can we get Paulo Costa?
Yeah. First time talking to him.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Well, according to the prep sheet, it is. I don't remember ever having Paulo on.
No, me neither. Maybe you're right. Oh. All right, Jimmy. The tough question's got to come from you.
Are you kidding me?
All the ones you just asked. Well, I mean, you want it. That's public knowledge about that.
Of course.
You got to talk about it. But we have to talk about it. I'll say that I'm jealous of his hair.
Yeah.
I could have done that. I would have took off fighting Dean Thomas to make sure I had a nice fucking mame. Mame of hair.
It looks good.
What looks good? I have no hair.
His hair. Like, yeah, he did a good job. Yes. Bring him in.
How are you, Paulo?
I'm good.
I would say, dude, the Zoom, the phone interviews are weird, right? They're a little harder.
It'll be Jimmy. How are you, Jimmy? It's good.
I'm good, buddy.
Oh, nice. It's good to be here with you guys. Thank you.
We haven't seen you in a long time now. Now, what was that? Were you injured? Because I know you did the thing that the transplant with your hair, which
looks good.
As a bald man, I'm very jealous, Paulo. Look at that.
Yeah, man, do you too? Do that. Yeah, I recommend. It's not.
I tapped out. I tapped out with this a long time ago.
Okay.
But tell me, man, is that why you took some time off?
You know, after my surgery, I did a very complicated. I did twice surgery on my left biceps. Since I did that, I'm trying get my, you know, my whole movement to my hook, especially to my hook. And I have been training very hard to get my old hook, you know, with the same speed, the same technique. And I think this is what make me be a little bit long off the cage, I think.
Did you tear your bicep throwing a punch?
Yes.
Me too. I used to look. See, this is me? No.
Yes, you see. Oh, yeah.
You did all the surgeries I should have did. You took care of, you don't have a mutant arm. You got a full fed of hair. I don't take care of myself, Paul.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, man.
I got one bicep, fucking bald, short. But listen. I throw in short, Jimmy. Listen, but now it feels good. The punching, it feels good.
Yeah. You know, I could say the hook, this movement, you know, is 90%. Yeah, but I can use that. I can knock out people with 90%. I think.
Now, and you and Marvin, we just talked to Marvin Vettori, and you guys are again both dangerous because you're both coming off a title loss. What was your mindset after that, and what process did you go through mentally after that?
Yeah, man, it's not easy. You know, you come back after a loss, special to me because it's my only loss on my career, and I need to fight with my personal demons, you know, on my hand, my head, to not be frustrated. Because what more frustrated me on that episode is extra fight, not exactly on that fight, because you lost or win, be part of the sport, you know. It's two people fight, and one will lose or draw. But normally, one win, one won, and another people lost. But what happened before the fight is more frustrating to me, you know. But I'm good. I'm looking forward, and I think I could handle good, well. Head well with this frustration that I had.
Are you going to, because it is your first loss, and I know that you're going to want to come out and have a great performance. So are you being telling yourself not to come out in the first and try to do too much? What is your thoughts about going in this first fight after that loss? Like, are you worried about, you don't want to try to do too much early just to get that back?
No, I actually think about not get pressure, just be myself, fresh, you know, light, and explode every, you know, all my power on him, on the cage, and do my best performance ever. Just this. I'm not thinking about nothing more. Just this fight. I think this is the best way I can do.
And training camp went swimmingly. It went well.
Yeah.
Where did you train for this fight? Where?
I trained in Brazil in my city, Contagem. I did a good camp there. I bring one good sparring to help me, and my coach is close of my house. We have a big cage there, and I did a good camp.
What do you expect from Marvin coming off his decision loss? What are you expecting out of him, and how do you think he's going to approach you?
Mm. I didn't figure about that yet, but I always like to think about my opponent will bring the worst of the more dangerous version of him, you know, to be more difficult to me. I think about that because this make me bring my best. You know, when I think my opponent will bring his best, I try to bring my best out. So I'm thinking that.
Only because it's Paulo's first time on this program. For our listeners, we like something unrelated to MMA. Is there any hobbies you have besides training that people should know? You sing, you dance. What do you do, Paulo? Reading books? What do you like to do?
What I like to do?
Like a hobby.
A hobby.
Play besides training.
Games. I like to do.
Play video I like games that.
Is my favorite hobby. You know, I leave the gym thinking about what game I will play.
Call of Duty? What do you like? What kind of game do you like?
I love Call of Duty, but I used to play more on console, you know. So Call of Duty, I think, is not. This game on first person, I think you cannot control very well on the joystick. So I prefer on computer, but my computer is off. It's not good. It's broken. So I use more the console. In the console, I like more like RPG games like that. And football, soccer, they play the games which is better to play on joystick, you understand?
Yeah. That's awesome. Jimmy, I'm not the only one, Jimmy.
No, not at all. Did you ever try, Matt got me to buy a virtual reality, the Oculus Quest VR helmet. Have you tried that?
No, I haven't tried, but no. Sorry. I'm lying. Yes, I tried one time. I tried one time that I put that and I see it like a simulator of a race car, but that shakes so much that I feel bad.
Did you get sick, nauseous?
Yes, man, I felt that.
It happens. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, it takes a little getting used to, but the motion makes me a little nauseous too. Yeah, I get a little, I couldn't do that game, Matt. What's the game you play in there, Matt?
Population One.
Which one?
Love it.
Which one?
Population One on Oculus Quest 2, and it's a squad game. So you and your squad of three take out all the other squads, a battle royale.
Nice. Woo! Nice.
Love it.
On console, love it. Or PC, or computer?
It's on the Oculus Quest 2, which is it's the VR set. It's the so you can get it at Best Buy. You don't need a personal computer. No.
Nice. I will save this to try.
So much fun, dude. Yeah. And you can bring I, when I travel, I bring it with me to Abu Dhabi, to Vegas. I put right in my carry-on. You know, because you're quarantined, you fucking do the thing. It's fucking fun.
It's good.
Well, Paulo, look, really, this is a fight everybody wants to see. I told Marvin the same thing. You and Vittori, he's a completely different matchup for you than Israel, his style of fighting. And this is just, you guys are two people that, this is a clash everybody wants. So good luck on Saturday, man. This is a great, great fight.
Jimmy, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here. Matt, thank you very much for the time, for the tip for this game. I will look for this game. Thank you very much, guys. I love Matt when I saw you hang with bad people on Instagram, and you know, and mounting off him on the club or bar. Man, you are a real hero.
Thank you, oh man, Paulo. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. Coming from you, that means a lot.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Hi, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I got these cards. I did open one and cheat and look, and they're really, really great. And what I love about them is there's different. It's almost like when you would buy the old Topps baseball cards, it was just one style for the whole set. But these have really different styles and almost like different collections in the collection.
Exactly right. You nailed it. Like Chronicles is such a different product for us because it's more or less our lab to kind of test out new ideas, new designs, new concepts, and we kind of throw them all into this Chronicles melting pot.
I just opened this up, and this is what I have in one little pack. I got Kamaru, I got John Jones, I got a Habib, I have Shamaev, and I also have Black Michael Chandler. I guess that's a series with the silver lettering. These all look different, and they're all really, really great and high quality.
Well, I'm glad you like them. I often joke around that I have ADD, and I do, and so I get easily distracted, but Chronicles is the one product that keeps my attention from the first pack until the last.
Do you have a mic on? We're hearing a little bit of scruffing. I want to make sure people can hear you. Like, we're hearing a little bit of like a rubbing, so I'm not sure if you're wearing a cordless or if you're touching.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I hear. So I can hear you, but I can just hear a little something. I want to make sure people hear what you're saying.
Ooh, look at this one. Hold on, Jimmy.
Okay.
This one's like extra thick. What do I have here, Tracy? Oh, congrats on the Panini belt, by the way.
Thank you. I'm the strap holder. So that is a National Treasures, one of our highest end brands across all sports. And that is a special, as you mentioned, Matt, extra thick. It looks like, is that Amanda?
Feels like it could stop a bullet. This thing is thick.
Yeah.
I'll build a house of these things.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty sturdy. Yeah, that's a pretty rare insert.
Yeah, it's Amanda.
I have a great one too, an Adesanya, which is, it says a season ticket, Israel Adesanya, and also a Gilbert Burns, like these really hard plastics, it's like a credit card. a rookie in stars, Israel Adesanya. This is really, really good, man. It's a totally different, like, a part of a different grouping or a different set. And no one is going to complain if they get two John Jones cards or two Israel Adesanya cards. And I like that you're doing like different sets because it kind of gives you more leeway and it gives people more to collect as opposed to just one set of fighters.
Exactly right, Jim. You nailed it.
Do you ever sprinkle in like a Hall of Famer in a card or something like as a like an extra prize?
Yeah, they're actually Hall of Famers in that Chronicles product as well.
Oh, I'm going to go through all mine today and look for myself.
We need more Matt Serra cards is what we need.
I mean, I wasn't going to bring that up. I was hoping my friend would, but he wouldn't.
Well, you didn't let me get to it. I was going to suggest a UFC, a podcast card where it's just one co-host defending the other co-host from being beaten up. Like maybe that's what it is. I'm in the street and Matt is defending me. That would be perfect.
You guys would be right at home in our product development department. I think we need to get that done.
I love this. Now, do you guys sell these by the pack or by the box or both?
By the box. And we have a hobby edition that's kind of just hobby shop, like a traditional trading card shop. So our online store at PaniniAmerica.net. And then we have the mass retail stuff that you can find at Target, Walmart.
Can you talk about the autographs? How does that work? How do you get are they inserted in random packs?
Yes, sir. Exactly right. I think Chronicles, you get two autographs a box, and we do autograph deals through the UFC with as many fighters as we can, or we have a list that we select from, and we go and execute those autograph deals, and then we put those autographs in our products across the entire year. So whether that's Prism or Select or Chronicles, and then the product that follows Chronicles is Immaculate, which is a higher end product. But yeah, we work directly with UFC to get those autograph deals done.
I'm listening to you, but I'm literally just looking at these cards like I'm eight. Like, I really like these cards.
Very, very well done.
Nate Diaz, these are great.
I like the hashtag. Who do you collect?
Yes, Matt, thank you. I'd like to think a lot of people collect Matt Serra.
Man, me too. I would like to think that.
Yeah, I think there should be a Matt card.
But I would like to think.
You guys need, if Unfiltered doesn't have a card, we need to get that changed ASAP.
Jimmy.
I agree. We could do like action photos. Like, I'll look like I'm asking a tough question. Yeah, Matt, yeah, you could be shocked. You can't believe what we just heard.
We're gonna get that done, gentlemen.
I've never been on a card before. So now, how long have these been out?
So Chronicles is our newest UFC product. It just came out. I think it just hitting retail this week. It hit hobby shops about 2 weeks ago.
It's amazing. I'm 53, and I've collected baseball cards and football cards. And I stopped collecting years ago. And then every one of these you open, it makes you feel like you're 15 years old. It really does. Like, I'm a collector. I like the way cards smell. Like, I have to have every one because I'm a little obsessive. And they're probably going to be worth money, to be honest with you. These are gorgeous cards.
Yeah, I love to hear you say that, because there's that beauty in that kind of return to innocence, if you will, of opening a pack and you're immediately thrust back.
Look at this. This is a Habib card that is shaped differently. You guys are really shaped almost like a glove. Really great job, man.
A Creme Royale. Jim, Matt, you can find them at PaniniAmerica.net. You can find them on the UFC store. Matt, Jim, thank you both, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, anytime, man. Keep up the good work. They're really, really great, and good luck with them, okay?
You know who I've been playing Population 1 with? You don't know. No. So I'm not going to say that. But I'm going to say, guess who? No, that's stupid too. Hey, let me tell you who I've been playing Population 1 with.
Who?
Kevin Casey.
Oh, okay.
In Casey. He's a Hicks and Gracie black belt. He's married to Muhammad Ali's daughter, by the way. It has nothing to do with anything.
Layla Ali or another one of his daughters?
No, not Layla. Another daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
But I play with him on there. And we merc some. We do fucking okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, him, my buddy Robbie C., Chef Rob on there. I know that guy since fourth grade. Good guy. Good guy. But he's a blue belt. I teach him. So okay. Me and Kevin, we're black belts. So if we see a gun we like, hey, Robbie, leave the gun for me.
Sure.
But anyway, Jimmy, we got fights this weekend.
Yeah, we do.
Now, our show is done. What else you want to talk about?
We'll talk over the weekend. We always do. We always text. And I'm glad that the fight, let's just promote the fight before we go. Obviously it is Vittori Costa, and it's UFC fight night. It's Saturday at the Apex. Let me see what time that starts. I believe it prelims are 1 Eastern and 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus. That's the main event. 4 p.m. New York time. Main card, sorry, not main event. And then the prelims, 1 p.m. Check them out. A great, great card, an amazing main event. And I'll talk to you over the weekend.
Jimmy, I miss you already. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, pal. See you soon.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.